Rosie here. And people know me as a pretty loyal guy. I've been using a lot of my same subcontractors for over 30 years. When you treat me right, I'm going to be a long-time customer. That's why no one in my family has bought a car anywhere else besides Sanderson Ford for those same 30 years. Folks, you walk down the showroom floor and the salespeople's name are posted on their window, office windows, with their tenure at the company. 11 years, 9 years, 13 years, 17, 19 years. This Sanderson runs it just the way you would want it run if you were sending your mom there to buy a car, which, by the way, I've done several times. You looking for a car? You don't need to look anywhere else but Sanderson Ford. Now, they're closed 50 or 60 days out of the year because they're closed every Sunday, but they still outperform every Ford dealership in Arizona. You got to ask yourself, why? It's because the way you're treated. Get to Sanderson Ford for your next Ford purchase. You'll thank me. You'll never regret it.
We have a meeting there Thursday with them, and I'm actually kind of dreading it.
Okay.
I think it's going to be really, 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 really hard for me to leave there in the vehicle I arrive in.
You have to exercise self-control.
John Pratt has been just egging him on for almost 6 months, you know, about to, look, Romy, here's a truck.
I've been waiting for whatever comes first on my current Sanderson Ford. 300,000 miles or $3,000 repair. That's my tipping point. But man, none of my equation had anything to do with interest-free 84-month loans, and that makes that next F-450, that $60,000 truck we're looking at, a little bit easier to bite off on.
There you go.
And seeing it in person is always really exciting.
Oh, smell it.
Smell it, Romy.
It's like boiled crawfish on four wheels. God, that looks good. Yeah.
Well, I do have a guest online waiting to chat with you, Rosie. You know, every year when every 2 years we hit the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, and we really, really enjoy that. And there's a lot of weeding through things and products. You know, there's so many things that don't apply to us or our homeowners, but this product applies whether you live on the desert floor or in the mountains, because it's a leak detector. And it's just a simple little device, and I'm going to tell you about it. I have Mr. Joe Alfrey of Simple Sense Leak Detectors. Hey, Joe, how are you this morning?
Hey, Jennifer and Rosie, how are you all doing?
Very well, Joe. We appreciate you taking the time to join us. Jennifer and I will go to the hardware show, and then we end up back, and we generally divide and conquer because one person can't cover the whole show. So we get back to the room in the evening, and we spill out all our bags and say, well, look what I saw. And boy, this thing really jumped out of her bag. She said, look, this is a great device. Joe, why don't you take a minute and talk about what Simple Sense is?
So I appreciate the time today, and I love you guys. I love the show. You know, so as we, you know, we're a technology company, and we build products, you know, for businesses, for consumers, and we have run into the problem, both myself, my VP of sales, and everyone that we know have had leaks in their house that have caused significant damage. So we decided to build a product that was connected in that, you set it up, it connects up to your Wi-Fi, and we'll send you texts, we'll send you emails, we'll give you an audible alarm if a leak is detected. And we all know what a disaster, you know, leaks are in the house.
Yeah, horrible disasters. The last thing you want while you're on vacation is to get a phone call from your neighbor. You've got water running out your front door.
Even worse, they don't call you.
Or they don't call you, yes.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. You know, so the average claim, the average insurance claim related to water damage is $11,000. And it's the second most frequent claim on a homeowner's policy. So it's fairly widespread. And to your point, if you're away from your house, whether you're vacationing, whether you're, you know, out of the area, you can set up as many notifications as you'd like and as many contacts as you'd like. So you could put your neighbor on this. So if you're out of town, your neighbor would get a notification that maybe your water heater is overflowing or burst, and they can take care of it if you're out of town.
So let's take a minute and just tell them what it looks like. So I kind of think
it looks like a computer mouse.
Looks like a little Apple mouse, right? Yeah. It's white.
It's really slick looking. Exactly.
Yeah, just about the same size. And you would buy one for each appliance you would be concerned about. So your water heater, your dishwasher, washing machine, and then you just set it in that area.
Refrigerator, exactly.
Oh yeah, refrigerator is a good one too.
And it's designed in such a way you can either place it flat or you can place it on its side. You know, if there's a, like at my house, the refrigerator, there's just a small little crevice on the right where you would put that into, and, it, you know, we've got peace of mind.
Underneath the kitchen sink where the RO system is? Behind it.
Where my RO system burst, and we had to replace all of our floors in the downstairs because that burst. And if we would have had this, you know, 10 years ago, would have known way in advance before a lot of the damage occurred.
So this is a small little device that you buy, you program and download the app, and should it sense water, it alerts you and whoever else you've put into the alert network.
Exactly. So there's no limit to the number of sensors. There's no limit to the number of contacts. So say you have a vacation home somewhere, you can add neighbors up there. And yeah, it'll text and email just like that.
And where can homeowners find this product?
So there's a number of different places. So you can buy directly from our website, which is simplesense.com, SimpleSense.com, not S-E, but C-E.com. But we also have a number of trusted retailers. We sell through Amazon. We sell through Lowe's Canada. We sell through Ace Hardware, as well as Walmart.com and QVC as well.
And it's a very affordable product. That was one of that really caught my attention. You're not asking us for hundreds and hundreds or thousands of dollars of investment.
There's no subscription cost. There's the initial investment of the list price is $69. And when you think, going back to what I said, the average claim, just the average claim is $11,000. A $69 investment in a couple of different places in your house is a well worth investment.
Well, it was certainly one of the things that caught Jennifer's eye. It's Simple Sense, S-I-M-P-L-E, Sense, S-E-N-C-E, Simple Sense. Take a look at it. It caught Jennifer's eye at the hardware show. We bought some. She didn't tell me she bought them. I was in the office, and she was setting them up. And I'm automatically put into the alert network, and I'm getting this test on my phone. My phone is lighting up saying, your leak at hot water heater. And I was in the middle of dealing with a computer meltdown that just had me at the absolute end of my wits. And I thought, what else could go wrong today? I stormed out of my office, and Jennifer was in the conference room. I said, what's going on? So I just installed a new software. I'm testing it.
So, hey, it works.
It works. It worked. It absolutely
worked. It worked. And the great thing is, you know, I mean, a lot of us, you know, are out of the house during the day. You know, so an audible alarm isn't always enough, even though it has an audible alarm. But, you know, it gives you that peace of mind, you know, whether it's through email or text, that you're going to get notified. And if you need to contact a neighbor, a friend, whatever, to mitigate the water damage, it just gives you just great peace of mind.
Well, thanks so much, Joe, for joining us. We'll put that out on Facebook so people can find you. It's a really cool little device. You have a great weekend, sir.
It was great talking with you all.
Thanks a million, Joe. Let's see if we can get to Robert, who's been on hold, wanting to ask a question about his home in Scottsdale. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
So we moved about a mile and a half away to a little patio home. And on a good day, my garage is like 97. So I'm wondering if I need a power ventilator, or will the, you know, the manual wind turbines work?
Well, for the garage,
it's a 450 square foot. Yeah, it's 450 square feet.
And it's attached to the home.
It's a flat roof. Yes.
Yeah, so there's going to be certain things that we are and aren't going to be able to do with it. The garage is designed to have a one-hour fire rating, and any kind of ventilator that we would put in there into the attic would violate that. You could possibly put one out the side, but, you know, if you're sucking air out, that air's got to come from somewhere, so you got to have an intake. So we've got to put another intake into the garage, otherwise it's just going to start sucking air from your house. You're probably better off going back to what we were talking about earlier, a portable evap cooler or a mini split air conditioning system.
You know, I bought a portable evap cooler, hooked it up, but it needs ventilation, and all it did was make the garage hot and humid.
So without,
I actually didn't take it back. I got a Hess Air rated for 700 square feet.
Yeah.
And I had put the ice blocks in and everything, and, you know, let it run for a few hours, and it just made it humid.
It does need an escape with registers in the garage door, or I don't like cracking the garage door.
Move that to your patio and look at a split mini split for your garage.
Okay, what's it called? A mini split?
A mini split.
Do you have
an idea how much they run?
Yeah, they can, depending on the electric power, you know, you're gonna, they're expensive. They're gonna be $3,000 to $6,000, depending on.
Ooh, you know what? I'd rather sweat.
You'd rather sweat. Okay. Well, I can tell you this, that in the homes we're remodeling and building right now, what used to be considered a ludicrous luxury, we're hardly doing any homes anymore where the garage is an air conditioned, because super cooling and mini splits are so efficient. We were putting evap coolers on garages forever. And then my air conditioning contractor, Integrity Air Conditioning, said, "You're a fool. You need to put an air conditioner on there. You're going to have less maintenance. It's going to cost you less. Your tools are going to quit rusting. The dogs that live in your garage are going to be a lot happier. And your garage is going to live at 78 degrees. I put a mini split on my garage. I never looked back, ever. And I'll never live in a home that doesn't have an air-conditioned garage. The mini split is so cost-effective. And you combine that with the APS time of date Supermax Plus package, you can have a cool garage for your cars, for your pets, for your hobby shop, for your workshop, for literally $20 to $40 a month in the middle of the summer. I don't know anybody that doesn't consider that's good money well spent.